Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and kings and queens from around the world in the chat room and on the phone. Welcome to Monday Night Psychic Readings. Now, normally, this is Lena's, normally Miss Nina's here, but I'll explain about that in a little bit. So welcome to Monday Night Psychic Readings with Lena's and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The time right now is 6:01 on the West Coast, and it's about 9:01 on the East Coast. Thank you for joining and supporting the show. Our show phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And our website is www.theessenceofsuccess.net. One question per caller, please, so everyone gets an opportunity. You are always welcome to call back into the show with a second question. The chat room is open. Normally your moderator is Miss Nina, but it's open tonight unless some of the other guest psychics show up, so up to you. Otherwise, you can call in and talk to me directly. Time to time, we will have other guest psychics joining the show to share their experiences and gifts. Now, for more information or to schedule a private reading, go to the website, click on Psychic Readings. They're done daily, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. We can accommodate your time frame, too. So spread the word. Tell your family and friends about our show every Sunday and Monday night. You just might learn something new. And if no one has told you they love you today, well, I do. All right. I hope everybody's week is starting off good. Astrology, two things real quick. Number one, yay, we're out of Mercury friggin' retrograde. We're through with the eclipses. So that's a feeling. It ended yesterday, y'all, on Sunday. So now today is Monday. It's going to start going back to a normal life. Now, just to let you know, next Sunday will be the full moon. So, you know, you guys will know that. But things should start turning and getting back to a normal life. Okay, now let's do prayers right quick. I'll do two quickies. Our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the higher power and the universe, so be it. We release all karmic density that is spiritual, mental, or physical. We release all karmic density from our past, our present, and our future. We release all karmic density from the earth, moon, and the sun to the collective conscious. In love, thank you. We create this impenetrable shield which blocks and prevents all negative energies from assailing us. So be it. Okay, well, we got a full board tonight, so let's begin. And I can't see. Oh, there we go. Okay, our first caller is area code 336. Welcome to the show. This is Lennis. Who's this?
This is Selena. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great, Selena. And yourself?
I'm doing all right.
Okay, okay. Well, welcome to the show. What can I answer for you this evening?
So I started a new job recently, but it's just been crazy. So I've been starting to apply at other places, and I feel like there's some lessons that I have to learn at this place, but I'm hoping that I'll learn them and then be able to move on. And there's just some people that, one person in particular, is making it kind of difficult to work there. But what's the max longest that I have to be at the place that I'm currently at before I can move on and not have to keep repeating the cycle?
Okay, you're right. You're right on point. You're not going to like this, but I just got two. Now, I don't think it's 2 weeks because it's a permanent job, so I'm going to say 2 years. Or 2 months. I mean, they're not telling me what, but I got the number two, so that's why I was saying it could be 2 weeks, 2 months, or 2 years. I took it out to 2 years. Because you don't see anything happening between now and October, do you? Some big change in the job?
Okay. I really hope that it would be me leaving because it's it's the stress is just, I can't, it's just too much. It is beyond, it's like the worst start with any job I think I've ever had. And I feel like there's a person there who's trying to cause it for me to leave. And even though there's some lessons that I'm truly trying to learn there, if I feel like I can learn them fast enough, maybe I can leave and find something else, like in the next month or two. That's my kind of my hope.
Oh, okay. Well, remember the two then. Remember that, 2 weeks, 2 months, or 2 years. So remember that. I'm going to tell you something that will help relieve some of the negativity that you're dealing with at your job. Do you have any sea salt at home?
I think so.
Okay. I want you to find a small container that you can put some sea salt in and put it in your pocket, you know, your pants pocket when you're at work, or either your jacket, but in a pocket. And also, I want you to put a container in your purse, a small container. And you have a desk that you sit at, correct?
Yes.
Okay. At your desk, you're going to put this in the drawer and put it at the back of the drawer. Sea salt in a container again. Now, that don't have to be real small, because that's going to be at the back of your desk. So unless somebody's going through your desk, they're not going to know that it's there. You're going to know it's there because you'll notice how people shy away from you. And you know, they're not going to know why, but they're just shying. It's because sea salt is a negative. It reduces and puts away negative energy. So it's hard for negative energy to come up against sea salt, very hard. So that's why I want you to carry it on your person, in your purse, and put a container of it, small, you know, but in the back of your desk drawer. That will keep them from your person and from your desk at work. And if you're out and about, because you'll have it in your purse, it'll still work then, too, as you're out, you know, outside the job.
Well, I'll definitely start doing that, because I definitely need all the help I can get. And I really, really hope that 2 year is not 2 years. I really hope it's not.
Well, maybe it could be 2 months. Like you said, you're ready to leave, so all I got was a number two, so you and I knew it couldn't be 2 weeks. So maybe it is 2 months or 2 years. I took 2 years as way out there. But you might be gone in 2 months. That's a possibility, because you got a determination right now to get out of there, which is good. You know, when you're determined it's time to make that move, it happens.
Well, and especially because I'm trying to make I'm aware of the lessons that I need to learn, and I'm trying to make sure that I accomplish those lessons so I don't repeat the cycle. And I think you mentioned something about October, so that makes sense, where unless you said it could be the 2 months there or something.
Yeah. Well, we shall see, but it looks like you'd be there a little bit longer, you know, right now. But what I would do, Selena, is start. We're after Mercury retrograde now, so I would start putting in applications everywhere and anywhere that you think you might want to work or that you know you're qualified. And then that way, within a two-month span, you'll be going out on interviews and you'll have yourself lined up. So when you're through with this company and put in your two-week notice, you're not going to miss any money because you'll be headed to your next job.
That's true. That's definitely
true.
Yeah, cause
you won't miss any money.
Yeah,
you don't want to give him a notice? Come on now, Selena. We got to do right is right. You know, hate him, you still got to do what's right.
I've always tried to. I guess I'm just a little concerned because there's a person there that I think that's trying to. I think she's trying to throw me under the bus. So even though I'm going to try to do the right thing, they've just made it really difficult there. And just in general with the workload, I'm trying my absolute best. But I feel very misled in this opportunity. And so I'm just not sure I'll be able to make it that long. I'm going to do my best, but I'm not sure.
Okay, well, start putting those applications in. And I think you might be surprised. You might run across something you'll enjoy doing and have a peace of mind. So check it out. You know, give me a call back. Yeah, start putting out applications. Okay.
Thank you. I'll do that. Thank you.
You're welcome, Selena. Have a wonderful week, young lady. All right. Next caller, area code 865. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Lynn. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Lynn. Lynn and Lynn. How you doing, woman?
I'm doing really good. Thank you so much. How are you?
Oh, great. Doing great.
Awesome.
Doing great.
Linus, I'd like to ask if you see a particular person or if you someone that I would be with, possibly a description, or if there's anything that you could tell me about the person.
Do you have somebody in mind?
Well,
are you interested in someone
people.
Right now? Huh?
Kinda, yeah. Yeah, I am, kinda. Yeah.
Okay.
But there
just
are a couple of
first...
people that, yeah.
A couple? Well, let
a
me check out
people.
Both guys and tell you, and then you can pick the one that you think is the right one. That's how we do that. We check them out first. Okay, give me the first name. That's all.
The first name is starts with an S. And it's
okay, is
it
Samuel or Samson?
It's Sandor. Sandor.
Oh, that's pretty. I like that.
Yeah.
Beautiful name. Okay, and then the second one? First name only.
Hector.
Okay. Now, I want to tell you, while you were talking, I didn't know who this is, but I wrote it down. So I hope you got your pen or paper there. I got B-E-D-E, and then I got Bob, B-O-B. Now, I don't know what that means. You were talking, and the angels were telling me this, so I wrote it down. I don't know if his name is B.D. Bob, or maybe B.D. means something to you. I don't know. But B.D., and then the next word was Bob. Okay. Now, I'll concentrate on S first. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, he has a very loving heart.
Oh.
Oh, so beautiful. He has a loving heart.
Wow, that's what I need. And
he brought some
like
past
that.
Life stuff into this. He's very loving because in his past life, he had a really hard, traumatic life. So in the realm this time, what he was missing there, he's giving it here. And it's his love. Like when he loves, when this man loves, he loves. I'm talking about 150%, and he is focused all eyes on you.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I love that.
So it's a residual from the past life, and it's just kind of reversing. What he didn't get, he's given it here. And so far, he's got a beautiful heart, so thank God nobody's made him a broken man and hurted him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
he wouldn't have this feeling, but yeah. So, okay, so he has a good heart. Nice looking.
And that
kind of funny sometimes. He's got a sense of humor. He's kind of cute. Okay. Got a little sense of humor there. He wants family. If you two get together, he does want family. Yeah. That's important to him. In fact, it is. It's very important. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have all my kids are adults, so they're all grown up.
Okay,
yeah.
But that's okay. Couldn't he enjoy your family as his family?
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
you don't necessarily have to have children. Sometimes men don't even, you know, at a certain age, you don't want to have kids all over again. And so they just love the children that they're with. I have a very good friend, one of my BFFs, and the man that she met was her second husband. He didn't want any kids, so to her children, that's her dad. You know what I mean? Yeah. And he's just, I mean, they got grandchildren now, but he's just as tickle. So that's reiterated to me in my life, like, you know what? A man doesn't necessarily, yes, he loves family, but it doesn't designate that he has to have his children. He can love your children.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So it's Bob, B-O-B, and
B-D, B-E-D-E. Yeah. Okay, let me... And S is fast working. He's a fast working fella. When he wants something, he goes after it. Yeah, when he wants something, he's going to go after it. So if he seems a little flirty or intense, you know, shy from him. It's just him. That's just who he is. It's like, I want you, period. You know, and he's going to. He's going to go after it. That's his priority. Okay, so he's a good guy. Let me check on H.
Okay.
Ooh, does he drink? Whoa, that came up fast. Does he?
Wow. I think a little bit. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't.
Okay, stop.
Yeah.
Don't say anything. Let me
okay.
keep asking. But they hit me on the side of my head with that drink,
oh.
and that's why I was like, whoa. That kind
wow.
of hurt. But because they said that so strongly, that's why I'm asking you. Do you know it's like is he? Do you know if he's like an alcoholic or he drinks a lot, or maybe he doesn't drink a lot in front of you? Is that a possibility?
I think it's kind of like social, like socially, maybe yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm saying this because they were so strong, saying that particular word. I just wonder how. I wonder how he would be like, say, for instance, if he drinks too much, say you guys got in an argument. If he was sober, it'd be like,
oh,
okay, honey, okay.
Yeah.
But because he's been drinking, now you're everything except a child of God. Okay, so.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's why I'm just,
okay.
I'm feeling the angels and my guides, but they got me, like, backing up off of him. They're not, where Sandora
good
was
idea.
Like, oh, his heart is so good, you know. So, yeah.
I like Bob.
He
I like
may
Bob.
Or may not
yeah.
have a drinking problem, but I'd be real cautious about that. I would just check that out. When you're dating him and out, just see how, I know you're saying social, but just, how is he when you guys get together and then at the end of the night, is he like, okay, he can handle his liquor, or is he like two sheets to the wind and you're like, not today, buddy. Yeah, so I say F. I like him.
Okay.
I feel good about him and his heart feels good.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a sweetheart. Yeah. He's a Cancer.
Okay.
And I'm a Capricorn.
Yeah. Well,
see? Yeah.
Look.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you just, synchronicity, you just validated me because Cancers are nurturing. They love family, and they're very nurturing people. And what did I say?
Yeah.
It didn't matter whether you had kids or not, right? Because
right.
I said he would love them.
Yeah.
That's nurturing. That's I'm hanging up on you, Lynn.
That's good. That's really good. Thank you.
Yeah, that's your guy.
Yeah.
That's your guy.
Okay.
So,
I like it. Okay, I will.
Yeah, I do, too. I do, too. I feel good about him. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right, girl.
Thank you
let me
so
move
much,
on.
Linus. Okay.
You are welcome.
Blessings.
And have a wonderful weekend, and congratulations, because I know who you're going with. All right, darling.
Oh,
love you, Lynn.
Thank you. Love you. Okay. Blessings, Linus. Bye-bye.
Blessings to you, too. Bye-bye. Okay, you're listening to Monday Psychic Readings with your girl, Linus. Nina's not here. Oh, and I didn't even explain to you guys. Let me finish this. You're listening to Monday Night Psychic Readings here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number is 646-727-2914. Now, and I apologize. I forgot to tell y'all about Nina. I think most of you know Nina's got her little doggy Mocha, the little tiny thing, about a pound, maybe two. Well, anyway, she got sick today. And so Nina was going to see how she was going to do by the time her husband get home, and I think they're going to take him to the vet. So, she's just worried because that's her dog her husband got for her when her other dog got killed, So she's real attached to this animal. So just say a prayer for little Mocha that she gets better and better. Okay. All right. Back to the calls. Area code 551, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is T.
Hi, T. What's going on today,
hey.
Woman?
Hey, I'm nothing. I just want to know, do you see where I'm going? Like, if I'm staying here or leaving?
Oh, if you're going to be moving soon?
Yeah.
Is that what you mean? Were you going to be moving from where you're at?
Or just a change in general.
Well, yeah. Good Lord. They came right up. CALIF, period. That's California. Yeah, you leaving. When are you going?
Really?
To California. And you know what? It's going to be an unexpected trip that is going to bless you tremendously.
That's okay.
Well, you know, didn't you want to go into producing and doing some more stuff? You know,
yeah.
All that is open wide in California to do those type of things. It's a fast life, fast
yeah.
living. You know, and it's not what you know, it's who you know. You make your connections when you get out there in L.A. But, yeah.
He's been trying to get me to come out there, my brother. Do you know what part? Or is that a second question?
I'm getting a P. I don't know. What's that? Pomona? I don't know. It starts with a P.
Pasadena.
Is that the city that he lives in? No. Pasadena. Oh, yeah. See, I don't know all the cities, just the major ones in California. Well, it starts with a P. So that's where you'll be living. If that's Pasadena, then that's where you're going to be living.
Okay. Okay. So I'm guessing because my lease is up in December. And I don't know. I've just been wanting to change, man. It's just, I don't know. It feels good out there, but, I'm concerned because it is type expensive.
It is. It's high. Shoot, where I am in Washington is high, girl. Our taxes are 10.4. And
mm-hmm.
we're the second highest state in the nation for groceries. You damn near got to go to pimping or work the pole. Get a gallon of milk up here. I'm sorry, baby. Don't get me started. I get the clowning. Anyway, T, let's get back to moving.
Huh?
Okay. Let me know, Angels. She going to be moving. Yeah. Okay, I got that. California, when? The fall. Okay. California in the fall. You should be out there before November. This
okay.
is going to be whatever that you're doing. Why this trip is going to be unexpected or surprise trip, because it's a connection for you, for something you want to do. So maybe when you go out at that time, maybe you're not staying. Maybe you're just going out in November
to check on things
or whatever.
Yeah,
oh, okay. Well, you're going
you
out there
to
check out. So then, okay. Go ahead, honey. I'm
mm-hmm.
sorry.
Oh, no, he's having his baby in September. So he's been begging me to come see when the baby come out there when the baby comes, because he's, like, demanding me to come. Like, he's not giving me a choice. Like, it's like, you're coming. You're going to find a way. You will be here. And I'm like, okay, I'll try.
Well, that's good.
But,
listen,
mm-hmm.
that's good, T, because maybe your timeline will change and it'll go up. So instead of looking
mm-hmm.
at November, you could look at September. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we control our destiny, how we want things to go. So who's to say when you go out there to visit your brother that you don't make connections with somebody else? Right?
Mm-hmm.
They
okay.
get back in touch with you and say, listen, there's an opportunity. Can you fly back out in November? There's an opportunity for you.
Well, Job did call me, Lannis. They called me, I want to say 3 months ago, but it was during Mercury. I mean, not 3 months ago. It was like 2 to 3 weeks ago, but the connection with the was so bad. We was playing. I missed the phone call. Like the lady told me to call her back for a job because I was applying for like a therapist position, and the connection was so bad. We just kept playing phone tag. So I just left it alone. But I never followed.
No. You call her back. It wasn't meant for you to talk then. You can talk to her now. We're out of Mercury
okay.
retrograde, so call her back. Just call her back
okay.
and tell her, you know, what you just said. You know, you seem to have a bad connection, so you're calling back to continue, right, what you were saying,
okay.
you know, what you were discussing
that
with her
be
at
fun.
First. Yes,
that
ma'am.
That would be new. That would
mm-hmm.
be new. Callie would be new.
Okay. Well, think about it. That's what they
all
said.
Right. Well, then. All right.
All right, Miss T. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. You're welcome, honey. Have a wonderful week. Okay, next call. Area code 347. You're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis. Thank you for taking my call. This is Tanika.
Hi, Tanika. How are you doing today?
I'm okay. I've just been, like, thinking and meditating a lot on what you told me. And I'm just wondering if you think it would be a good idea or not for me to contact Mark, or if you saw it just being over, and if you see anything upcoming for my love life.
Oh, okay, with Mark. I'm getting a black slate board with nothing. And I'm asking my guides as well as my angels to tell me about Mark. I'm getting nothing, just like a blackboard. There's nothing there. Let's see. Nope, there's not anyone coming up. They said not until you finish this, close this relationship out. If you're done and you say you're done, then the door will open for a new relationship to come in, for a new person. But you're not over him yet. You're still thinking about him. But I'm not getting anything on him right now, Tanika. You know, I'm not going to lie to you guys. If I don't get nothing, I don't. I'm not going to tell you something that's not there. But I'm not picking up anything on him. He's just blank. You know, it's almost like he's sleeping and he's just totally quiet. I can't pick up anything.
Does that mean that he's out of my life, like he's not going to contact me and it's done?
I don't know. I don't know, honey, because I got a blank board. They didn't tell me anything one way or the other. So I don't know. For some reason, I'm being blocked. I can't read him. I can't match my spirit to his spirit. So, I mean, it happens sometimes. Not that often, but it does happen sometimes. So that's why I say I'd be honest. I'm not going to tell you something just to make you feel good. I'll tell you the truth. That's me. I shoot from the hip and tell you the truth. But I don't see anything. I'm sorry, Tanika. Maybe try again next Sunday. Let's see. Maybe something will come up.
Okay.
Well, you're right. Welcome. Thanks for calling, and have a wonderful week, young lady. All right. Area code 862, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Naja.
Spell your name.
N-A-J-A-H.
M-A-N-A-J-A-H. Naja. Is
yes.
that correct? Okay,
yes.
That's pretty. I love some
Thank
of these
you.
New names. Some of the names that the mothers come up with for kids, I'm like, what was you doing when you got pregnant?
Uh-huh.
I'm serious. I mean, I don't know if you ever watched these comics, Jordan Peele, and somebody, two black brothers that had a show on Comedy Central, and they did a segment of their show one time about how these crazy names some of these mothers come up with for the kids, not just black families, white families too. They come up with these names like, what, huh? Storm? Who the hell is Storm? Is it
well,
the weather changing?
The
what?
Kardashians. They just named North and
yeah, North
what's
and Saint West.
Yeah.
Yeah. Northwest and St. Louis.
Listen,
that's okay. One of my daughter's friends, they just named their son Hurricane.
Oh, no.
Explain that one. Named him Hurricane. God is my witness. I thought my daughter was playing with me because I bust out laughing. I said, oh, you too funny. I know darn well Jen and her husband did not name. She said, yes, it is. That is his name, Hurricane.
No, they did not. Oh, my God.
Okay. I know. So anyway, what can I answer for you? What can I answer for you, Naja?
Let's see. Romance. What do you see in
romance?
That area?
Okay. Anybody you interested in at this time?
No.
Okay. Well, let's see what's coming up. Ooh, he's perky. I never met a perky
Ooh.
Man. Say he's perky.
What does that mean? that's scary. No, this is 2018.
He's Asian.
Huh?
I know. That I knew you were going to say that. They told me that, like, it's going to throw you for a loop. He's Asian and a very attractive Asian guy. Now, I'm going to tell you something about this man. He doesn't look at race. So I'm going to tell you, like, if you tell him, like, have you ever dated a black girl before? He'd probably tell you, you're a woman. Why does color matter?
Oh, gosh.
Okay, I'm fixing to run this guy down to you because he's the angel's got him right in front of my face. He's tall. He's good looking. You know, medium built, just medium built because they're, you know, their culture is not heavy people. So he's medium built, but he's tall. In fact, 6 feet, which is unusual for them too. Oh, now I see why. He used to hang out, and he does. He hangs out with brothers. That's why.
Mm.
Now I see. How did that come together? I wanted to know, like, how's that gonna come? But don't discount it. Don't discount it. Love has no color and no age and no culture, no religion. Look at you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, anyway, this is what I say. I hope you. Hope you're putting that on the back burner while I'm telling you about this guy. But anyway, he's Asian. How are you going to meet him? Is through another brother. I think he's going to be with him. It'll be like a group of guys, maybe four of them, but one of them you know, but like a friend, you know, like from school or college, whatever, but a friend. So it's never been nothing like that between y'all. But he introduces this guy to you because he catches your eye because he's so attractive. You know,
mm-hmm.
So to you, you're just wondering like, yeah, okay, give me a call. You know, but you're not really into it. You're just like, okay, you know, you're thinking in your mind, yeah, I'll give him the digits and he can take me out to dinner and that's it, right? But you're going to find out he's a very intelligent young man and he got his shit together. That's what I'm telling you. Don't discount this boy. Because even the brothers that he's around are professional. They're upscale
mm-hmm.
brothers. They ain't no hood, ghetto, or nothing
so
like that.
Them?
These brothers got it going on.
Yeah.
You know, these brothers got it going on.
When is,
so he put a good class.
When is this supposed to take
place? Right before Christmas.
Oh.
Sorry, they told me right before Christmas.
Okay.
Yep. So I guess in the meantime, you just be a player, I guess.
No, I guess just focusing on my business because
you're gonna meet this guy here right before Christmas, which is a nice way to end the year, meeting somebody that's new and fresh and got their stuff together. You know, when I say together, he's together spiritually, mentally, and physically.
Mhm.
Yeah. And he makes good money, has his own place. He's a total package. He's a total package.
And he's
so,
just
give it a chance. When I've told women to give him a chance, they end up marrying the guy. So I'm going to tell you, give him a chance. Don't kick him to the curb when you meet him in December.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
He might treat you like the queen that you are. Hello, somebody.
Hello.
All right. You deserve to be treated like a queen. All right, Nasha, thank you for calling, and have a wonderful weekend, lady.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right. Area code 770, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Tamika.
Hi, Tamika. How you doing today, young lady?
I'm fine. I just had a question.
You know I'm empathic. I can feel you. Come on now. It is not fine. What's going on?
Things going good between going as planned between Latissa and I.
Between you and your sister?
Well, Latissa, my friend that I told you about.
Oh, Shamika. Why you let me say Tamika?
Yes, Shamika.
Shamika. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I know. Yeah, okay. You don't say no more. I got you. I remember her name, too, Asa. Yeah. What's going on, honey? Y'all ain't broke up, have you?
Oh, no, not at all.
Lord have mercy. About to give me a heart attack, child.
Oh, no.
Okay.
They have moved in, her and her daughters, and I just wanted to know would the engagement still be around the same time frame, November, December? Do you still see things going as planned?
Yeah, I do. If anything, right now, you two should be becoming closer and closer. This is a good thing. Yeah, this is a good thing. Yeah, for sure I do. I don't see anything stopping it. I just right now I just feel like this is good. The where you guys are at. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And we're out of Mercury retrograde, too, so things can get back to normal again. So, yep. Yeah. No, I feel good. I got a good feeling in my spirit right now. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yep. Everything is going to turn out fine. In fact, I'm seeing now next year y'all going to get a bigger house. Excuse me. I see a bigger home. I'm seeing this big old house. I mean a big home, like about 25 or 3,000 square feet. Four or five bedrooms this big. Yeah, you know, that's what I'm seeing. Next year, y'all probably be buying or renting a bigger home. Everybody, the blended families come together. We don't have no problem now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. I'm glad you called. Keep in touch.
Yeah, I will.
All right. Have a wonderful weekend, lady.
Bye-bye.
All right, next caller, area code 203, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hello, this is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle, welcome to the show. How are you doing this evening?
Good. You've been giving a lot of good readings. I hope I have a nice one. I got a lot accomplished this year. And my next big thing is a job and a move, hopefully. And I wanted to know where you saw me working and living, because I'm hoping to maybe move out of state.
Okay. What field are you in, so I can ask? What do you do for a living?
I'm an engineer.
Okay. That's all I need. I got to laugh. I got Moscow. I'm thinking, no, she ain't going to Russia. But then I forgot there's Moscow, Idaho, too. That's interesting.
That is.
First word
I
got
I don't
for
have any
a city.
But,
Yeah, I just, you know, or maybe we have to look it up and see what other cities in the United States that are named Moscow. That's interesting. Okay, let me go back. I had to write that down because that was just so weird to me. But then I don't know. You know, all I can do is ask, and whatever they tell me, I relate it to y'all as well. So, moving. You're not moving far away, like maybe one or two states away from where you're at. What state are you in right now?
I'm in California, and I'm hoping...
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Okay. Don't say anything else. I just need to know the state. I don't want to know the city you're in. Okay, so one or two. I'm seeing Arizona. I'm seeing Texas.
Ooh.
Nevada's the last one. Number one was Arizona. Number two was Texas. And number three, Nevada. But you're not moving that far away from California. And I said two or three states away, or maybe one or two states away. But, yeah. Are you thinking about making this move next year? Because I just got the month of March.
Well, I'm hoping a lot sooner than March, honestly. But I'm hoping, I'm hoping that I will get an offer by the end of next month. An offer.
Okay, which state did you want to go to? Maybe I need to think on that state and your job. Which state are you really interested?
I'm interested in Arizona because my daughter just went to college there, and I get a discount, you know, from being in state. So I'd be closer to her, too.
Oh, she's at Arizona State?
Yeah, she just went. Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, the taxes are cheaper down there. It's 5.5 in Arizona. They do have a federal tax, but it's definitely cheaper than California. But that was the first one. Isn't that something? You're thinking about going to Arizona, and that was the number one, two was Texas and three was Nevada. So thank you. That validated that for me.
There might be possibilities in each one of those, especially the first two, Arizona and the Texas area.
Texas, yeah. Arizona, I got two things. One, they're telling me about your health. If you have stomach problems or something on your left side in Arizona, that would go away. I don't know if it's because of the hot climate or you see a good specialist down there, whatever, but they're saying it'll go away in Arizona. Your left side, that's what I'm saying. I don't know, your stomach, your liver, or what, but it's on the left. Okay. Well, they're telling me that engineer shouldn't be any problem with you getting a position down there. What city are you going to? Are you trying to move to a major city, Phoenix, Palm Springs, Tucson?
Yeah, Tucson. And I'm actually trying to stay within my company, but, you know, maybe it's Mercury retrograde, but things were, like, not going anywhere. And
oh, we're out of it now. It ended yesterday.
Yeah.
Michelle, thank you, God. Yeah, yesterday. So
yeah.
Sometime we can feel 2 or 3 days after residual, and sometimes you don't. You know, I think it just depends on the individual. But, yeah, we're out of that thing. So, yeah. So things are start turning around back normal.
Yeah, I know I'm, you know, with the amount of resumes I send out, I'll probably get some interest in a bunch of different places, and I'm just hoping I pick good, you know, and pick well. So I hope there, and I want to go to Arizona only because it's closer to my daughter, but I hope it'll be a good choice. That's all.
Okay, well, that's what I got, Arizona, and I picked up on Tucson, so you're on the right path, woman.
Okay, great.
You didn't need me.
You.
You had it going on already. Yeah, I just validated what you wanted to do. So you're on the right path. God bless you. God bless you. Yeah. I'm going to look up when the show ends to see what cities are named Moscow in the United States. Because that was hilarious to me.
Yeah, I know. That is funny.
I know. Wouldn't that be funny if there was a Moscow, Arizona? Oh, my God.
That's right.
Oh,
my
God.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
I know, I know. So if it is, you better call me back. I'll be back Sunday. Sunday at 3 o'clock.
I'm seeing Kansas, Iowa. Oh, my God, there's an Arizona. There's a Moscow, Arizona.
Shut up. Shut the hell up. Get out of here. Really? I can't even get on there right now because I'm in the show. Oh, man, I'm looking that up. Soon as I hang
up,
I'm in the show. Moscow, Arizona. Okay. Validation, validation, validation. Okay. Michelle, you better call me back, girl. Oh, my God, that hit 1, 2, 3. Moscow, Arizona, state Arizona, city Tucson, but it's Moscow, Arizona. Oh, okay, I got
to
look that up.
I'm trying to
see what
verify
about.
It, but, I mean, it says it's kind of, I'll let you know. Thank you. I'll let you go on.
Yeah. Okay, well, you know, I'm going to look it up, so, I mean, I know I did the reading for you, but thank you. You always learn something new every day, so thank you. And thanks for calling, too, Michelle. Appreciate it. And you're doing good, woman.
Thank you.
You're doing good. Yes, ma'am.
Great, thank you.
All right, have a wonderful week. Okay. Erica, just a minute, 760.
Okay.
Check the, oh, hi, Lolita. Welcome to the show in the chat room. If you post a question, I'll answer that for you. Okay, 760, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hey, Linus, it's G. How are you?
Hi, G?
Yes.
Like Lady G?
Okay.
No, just G, the letter. No, because I have a girlfriend in Australia, and we call her Lady G. Her name is Gillian.
Oh.
And we call her Lady G. That's why I thought, Gillian, is this you, girl? I was thinking that in my head. I haven't talked to her in quite a while, so that's why I was thinking, like, Gillian from Australia. Okay, Miss G, what can I answer for you today, and welcome to the show.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you so much. First of all, I'll take one of those men that you were mentioning a couple of calls back. I'll take one of those. She didn't seem to be thrilled, but...
Oh! I know, that's right, huh?
But just in case, I'll put my order in. So,
you too?
Like
oh, God. Me and Nina read on a lady one Sunday. It was three guys she had to choose from. I was like, really?
Nice.
I'm doing a reading on a woman that's got three guys going for her, and I can't even get one? Really? She did. She had three guys running after her. I was like, boy, lucky, lucky. But anyway, okay.
Yeah. The problem I would be so lucky to have. But so my question actually was, so when is my true love walking into my life?
Oh, okay. So you're not seeing anyone right now or interested in anyone?
No.
Okay.
No,
not good, good, good. Okay, G, let's see what's out there for, 5 to 10 miles away from your house. Girl, he's a dentist. Oh, my God. I've never got somebody.
Really?
He's either a dentist or a doctor that works with facial skulls. Yeah, wow. Facial.
Really?
Skull. And I'm seeing it like he repairs jaw lines. Like that guy repairs jaw lines. If people have problems, like with their teeth, you know, in the jaw or something that's not correct,
Like TMJ.
In fact, it's more, it's a practice. Okay, wait, I'm writing it down. It's a practice. And it's two doctors. The one that I'm telling you about is the dentist. He's in the practice. This is like, you know, four doctors being in a thing. So your dentist is there. The guy that does the facial surgery or reconstructive surgery, that's what he does. Reconstruction, facial surgery, reconstruction. Thank you, angels. Okay, reconstruction, facial surgery. And is there anybody else? No, it's just those two guys. Okay. So your guy is a dentist. Now, what does he look like?
Yeah,
their office is right at the edge of the downtown quarter, before you exit out, and it's like they're showing me north and south, okay, north and south of your downtown area. But anyway, just before you get to the end where you start going into residential or maybe get on the freeway, there's their building. And it's something dentistry and surgery. I mean, you got to write this down because I'll forget. It's dentistry and surgery or something like that on the front. And it's nice. It's a nice building, three stories. Yeah, it's three stories. They're on the bottom floor. And it's a good size. Their office is a real good size. I see the receptionist now at the desk. Yep. Your guy is in the back. The facial reconstruction is in the front, and your guy is in the back. But it's a good size place, and it's nice. It's nice. In fact, now I see a tree in the like the sidewalk. Like where they can put trees at for decoration. Okay, there's a tree there right by the front door.
Mm.
Edward or Edmund is the name of your guy. Mm. Edward or Edmund. Okay. And the other doctor's name is Nick. Wow. You guys are really coming through. Okay, come on, angels. Doing good. Tiptoe through September because you might meet him then. Might meet tippy toe. Why she needs a tippy toe? Oh, because you're shy. Come on, G.
I'm shy.
Yeah, the angels just told me because you're shy.
Well, that's only if I like someone. Then I get shy.
Me too. I'm the same way. Let's see what else can tell me about him. He's tall, medium. He's 6 feet. He might be 5'11". 6 feet, medium built. He's a nice looking guy. Brownish, blonde. I don't know. It looks like a mixture. Brown and blonde hair mix. But he's nice looking. And he wears glasses. Your guy wears glasses. Yeah. He wears eyeglasses. He's single. He just got out of a 7-year marriage. And he's happy. Like he's happy. I think his ex-wife was a little to the left. Nutso. Yeah. Anyway, he's free, single, no luggage or carry-on, really good. And his partner, though, he's married. He has a wife. Looks like his wife is young. Hope you're writing that down, young wife. That's Nick. Yeah, looks like he has a young wife. Okay. Now, going back to the dentist. God, you can get dental work at half the price. Stop it, Linus.
It's so interesting you should say that because I need dental work.
I know, but, you know, you guys become boyfriend, girlfriend and be like, babe, I need some work done. Yeah.
No, but seriously, how am I going to meet him?
You know what? I would drive down there. I would drive down there. So she said you need some dental work done. And, girl, I would be dressed to the 20s. Fuck the 10s. I'd be dressed to the 20s. And go in there and tell the receptionist, well, could I get a consultation with a dentist? Look for the names. Now, I hope you wrote the name down. For the dentist was either Edward or Edmund, something like that. Okay, and
right.
Then remember for the other guy is Nick. Okay,
Nick.
So anyway, ask, could I get a consultation with the dentist, you know, for the dental work? And she'll give you an appointment. And that's why I said, you know, go in the first time, dressed to kill. When you go to meet him, oh, hell yeah, some pheromones are working. Go in there looking good, you know, and tell him, well, you know, you know what to say. You know, you want to have some work done, and so you like to know what the cost would be, how many times do I have to come, blah blah blah. By the way, are you married?
Okay.
Are you getting me, G? You kind of throw that in there. It's like it takes them off balance because they're listening to you. Like, okay, all right. You know, we'll take some pictures of your teeth, blah blah blah, and then you throw that in there. Oh, by the way, are you married? Huh? What? Oh, whoa. You know, be like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to throw you off, but seriously, are you married?
Oh, I don't know about that. I mean,
I know you're shy, but you know.
I do this.
Yeah, I know you're shy, but do drive there and go inside. Like I said, it's right outside the downtown corridor. It's just so close, like maybe within a block, you're right in downtown. So that's why I said it's real close.
I don't know what you mean by downtown. I live in a very rural, well, I mean suburban, not rural, but suburban kind of area.
Okay, but you have a main downtown area, don't you? Do you have a downtown area?
Oh,
yes. Oh, so wait a second. Maybe you're seeing. Oh, I get it. When you say downtown, yes, now I understand. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm thinking the other direction, but yeah. Okay.
No. This is downtown. Yeah. Yeah.
And you're sure we're not going to be meeting at a social gathering?
No. You're going to have to be the alpha female and go after it. It's 2018. That's why I'm telling you to go in, because it is legit. You're not lying. You're legit that you want some teeth work. But the only thing is that you would like to speak to the dentist directly, one-on-one, and have a consultation. Yeah, and plus that gives you an opportunity, since I've told you about this man, for you to check him out. You know, you're in there for business, right? So you don't have to worry. You don't let your shy stop you from, being forward, because you're in there for a legit reason. But I'm just saying, put the little woman flirt on, take him off guard for a minute, because then he's going to really look at you. That's why I was saying, you can get your dentist work done for half price.
I wasn't in the frame of mind to go dentist shopping quite yet. That's number one. And number two, when he sees the amount of work that I need, I'm like, that's one of the reasons, like, oh my God, I don't want to be hit by this huge dollar number of work that I like. No.
But if you're dating the dentist.
I know. But that's why there's all kinds of resistance. I know.
I hope you wrote all that stuff down. I was saying the angels gave
me. I did. Are you kidding?
Okay.
I've got a memory like an elephant.
Okay,
right,
okay,
so
good.
I'm looking forward to it.
Let me know, G. Give me a call back and let me know. But yeah, God, that just came so strong. They were coming in like, whoa, okay. Okay, that's a lot of information. That's why I was telling the lady earlier, and I'll let you go. If I don't see anything and it's just a black board, I'm not going to lie to you. If I don't see it, I don't. I'm not going to have the angels. My angels don't lie to me, and neither do my guides. So, I'm honest. I shoot from the hip. If I see it, they tell.
Totally.
I mean, not if I see it, but they show me. Yeah. So
I so respect
that's the
you
kind
for
of,
that.
Yeah, well, you don't get anywhere in this world being dishonest and ugly. You don't. Got to be right.
But I just saw that movie Crazy Rich Asians last night, and when you were talking about the Asian man, I was like, oh, my gosh, it reminds me of this actor that I was drooling over last night in this movie. It's a great movie.
Synchronicity. All right. Thank you for calling in. You have a wonderful weekend, lady, okay? Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay. And I also want to thank Lolita for being here. Oh, thank you, Heather. I didn't know you were here. Thank you, Heather, for coming in and supporting the show. I always appreciate you. You're such a treat. Love you dearly. And Lolita, thank you for coming in, too. Love you as well. So I just want to thank everybody. Like I always tell you guys, it's my pleasure and my honor. God has given me a gift and blessed me with it, and I share it with you from my heart. So I just want to thank you, everybody, for being on the show today from around the world. In the chat room or on the phone, I just enjoyed you. Yes, I did. And if no one has told you they love you today, well, doggone it, I do. And next Monday, Nina will be back. Okay. Love y'all. Oh, and don't forget Wednesday in the studio and Friday traffic jam.